I'm Eric Whitney. The outcomes of dozens of infant death court cases are now in question as investigations continue into the work of a former Montana associate medical examiner. That examiner is Dr. Thomas Bennett of Billings. A recent independent review of a sample of his cases for the Montana Attorney General's Office found problems with all of them. Earlier this year, Dr. Bennett's work and how it's been handled appears to have played a role in the resignation of Montana's chief medical examiner and his successor shortly thereafter. Reporter Kayla Spaller has been pursuing this story aggressively for the Missoulian newspaper. She joins us now. Kayla Spaller, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
When and how did this story first come to light?
So we learned that in April, the head state medical examiner, Dr. Gary Dale, resigned. Shortly after that, his deputy, who had been promoted to head state medical examiner, also resigned. Their resignation letters both pointed to the work of Dr. Thomas Bennett, who was an associate medical examiner.
In Billings, and he pretty much covered the eastern half of Montana, correct?
Yes.
Did they indicate at all what specific problems they had with Dr. Bennett's work?
No, they were not specific at all. In fact, one of their letters, I think, just implied that Dr. Bennett's work had raised concerns, but court documents talk about infant autopsies as the problem.
And at some point, Dr. Gary Dale, the state medical examiner, the first one to resign, put conditions on Dr. Bennett working as a medical examiner, correct?
He did that right from the get-go in 1998 when he appointed Dr. Thomas Bennett. He appointed him, but asked him not to do infant autopsies because he had seen evidence of bad work on babies in Iowa, where Dr. Bennett had been earlier.
Yet Dr. Bennett still continued to do infant autopsies and present that evidence and testify in court cases in Montana, correct?
Yes, he did. And his perspective is that he did not work for the state medical examiner. His perspective is that he worked for the county coroners who hired him in eastern Montana and paid him to do work in eastern Montana. So this battle continued over the years with Dr. Bennett continuing to do the infant autopsies and letters periodically from Dr. Dale to Dr. Bennett saying, I've told you not to do this. Stop doing this.
And he continued doing it.
Yes.
Do you have any idea how many infant autopsies he did after he was appointed by Dr. Gary Dale?
The data that we have is from 2006 to, I think, 2014. It's about 60.
60 infant autopsies?
Yes.
And then late last year, the state attorney general's office decided to look into this, whether Dr. Bennett was competent to do that kind of work. Is that right?
Yeah, so something happened around September 2014, and we don't know what that is yet, but we do know that for some reason the matter blew up and the Attorney General's office started looking at the conflict between Dr. Dale and Dr. Bennett and the infant autopsy problem. That led to an outside review of six infant cases
That was this spring. Attorney General Fox brought in an outside expert medical examiner from Tennessee. Is that right?
Yes.
And she reviewed?
She reviewed six cases that were all infant cases and all suspected head trauma.
And what did she find?
She found problems in every single one.
As a result of that, did Attorney General Fox take any action?
I don't know if he took action as a result of that, but he did take action and he made changes to the way that the state medical examiner's office is structured. In the past, the attorney general would appoint a state medical examiner who would then appoint a kind of freelance associate. And the change that Attorney General Tim Fox made is there's no longer a freelance associate. There is now a state medical examiner appointed by the attorney general, and then an underling, if you will, who is a paid state employee responsible to the state medical examiner. That was one of the conflict points, I think, between Dr. Dale when he was state medical examiner and Dr. Bennett. Dr. Bennett's argument is, you're not my boss. I work for the people who pay me and keep hiring me. The county coroners.
County coroners. And now Attorney General Fox has made this change so that
so that the head medical examiner can hire or fire the associate.
Gotcha. Okay.
A deputy.
So shortly after this independent review that found problems with Dr. Bennett's infant autopsies, the attorney general, he also removed Dr. Bennett from doing this kind of work. Is that correct?
The date stamp on the review of the six cases was June 19. And earlier, folks at the attorney general's office told us that they alerted Dr. Bennett on June 24 that his appointment would end and he would no longer be an associate.
So I guess the upshot is that Dr. Thomas Bennett in Billings is no longer doing infant autopsies cases that can appear in Montana courts, right?
He's no longer authorized to do any autopsies for county coroners.
So if this independent review has found problems with Dr. Bennett's work and the attorney general removed him from that position shortly after that review came in, does that throw into question court cases where he has provided evidence and expert testimony? Are there prosecutors or people in jail right now who might want to retry those cases based on the fact that Dr. Bennett's work has been called into question?
I think that's another issue that we need to learn more about. And in fact, Dr. Dale signed an affidavit in March saying that he believed Dr. Bennett had found head trauma in some cases where none existed, failed to find it where it did exist. And in at least one case, that affidavit was used to try to retry a case that failed. But whether it can be used to bring up old cases, I don't know.
The two state medical examiners who resigned earlier this year, they haven't spoken to you, but you have talked to Dr. Bennett and you've had a chance to ask him how he responds to these charges that he's not competent.
He actually sent a thank you letter to the attorney general's office saying he was pleased to have provided, you know, I think 17 years of service. And he mentioned in the letter that his work is sought after. There's a children's hospital that has hired him repeatedly. He also stated in that letter that he worked for the county coroners who kept hiring him and not under the authority of Dr. Dale.
He refutes any assertions that his work is not up to par.
He does, and most recently he has described Dr. Gary Dale's statements as defamatory and libelous.
So this sounds like a really hard story to report because the state medical examiners wouldn't talk to you. It sounds like you've only had brief conversations with Dr. Bennett himself. And even trying to get the results of the attorney general's investigation sounds like it was difficult for you.
You're right. Early on in this reporting, we requested some correspondence, and then we later requested the results of this outside review that the attorney general's office had done. And we ended up in court over the documents.
Because the attorney general's office did not want to release them.
Right. What they did is they asked Dr. Bennett if he would object to the release. He objected. So we ended up bringing on a lawyer to help us out. And eventually, Dr. Bennett withdrew his objection and we did get the documents. But it shouldn't take that much money. It shouldn't take one reporter and more than one editor and a lawyer and multiple news organizations in the state asking for these documents. I'd hate to be a solo blogger or just an ordinary person interested in my government and trying to get a report or one piece of correspondence from a state agency right now. We have at least one other public records request that's pending right now and looking forward to the results of that and more questions. And as you know, the main three doctors involved in all of this have had limited communication on the record with us and hoping to visit with them eventually.
Kayla Spaller, thanks so much for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
Kayla Spaller is a reporter for the Missoulian, the Lee newspaper in Missoula. I'm Eric Whitney.